Lakshmi Priya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. But we see that the service of Gadadhar Pandit is more valuable than Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya. It is correct?
Yes, correct.
Because Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya, Sat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a Vaikunthi Bhav. Understand?
Yes.
But Gadadhar always reminds Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Radha and Krishna. Always. By his Srimad Bhagavat Vakya, by his any activities, when he reads Varaha Pidam Ratavar Bapu Karnayo Karnichara, he himself finds and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also finds. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a disguise as a Brahmin, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in inner he is feeling that I am Radhika.
And Gadadhar?
Gadadhar feels that bhav in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and helps. But Vishnu Priya does not help in this matter.
Supports
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be like this. Always in Srimad Bhagavat Vyakhya and all other things. He lives with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as if Radhika is with him, but in disguise.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani. And Gadadhar Pandit is also in that mood. Gadadhar Pandit is expansion of Radharani.
No. It has written that Radharani is himself Gadadhar Pandit. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not himself Radharani. He is Krishna, but he has taken the bhav and kanti of Srimati Radhika only. But Gadadhar Pandit is himself, herself Radhika.
But Gaur Gadadhar worship is not worship of Radha Krishna.
No, not as a Radha Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not worship that way.
No. By Gaur Mantra, by Gaur Gadadhar worship, we will have Krishna Prabhu, Gopi Prabhu.
Yeah. Why would someone worship Gaur Gadadhar rather than Gaur Nithai? Just like we are worshipping Gaur Nithai, that is like Krishna Balaram. But the worship of Gaur
Gaur Gadadhar, no, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu service will lead us to Sakharas, and Gaur Gadadhar will take us in Madhuras.
But it mentions that unless one has a relationship with Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot have Radha Krishna's service.
Because he is in Anang Manjari.
That was our next question.
Because. But outwardly, he is Sakharas.
And inwardly?
Inwardly, Madhuras. But not in the shape of Baldev and Nityananda Prabhu.
Now, Krishna of Kaviraj. Says that by the mercy of Lord Nityananda
and the but as a Ananga Manjari.
Now Ananga Manjari is a manjari of Baladev, for Baladev's satisfaction. She is the younger sister of Srimati Radhika. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this book Navadvip Bhava Taranga says that Ananga Manjari is my life and soul. And by her grace,
Average.
Right.
So when we want this thing, seeing Nityananda too will see in Nityananda Anangamangali. And we are not seeing Anangamangali in Nityananda Prabhu, then success will come. If we pray to Nityananda Prabhu, that kindly give us that gopi temple. So then by his mercy, we will have gopi temple.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, as Kama Manjari, that Ananga Manjari will lead me to the feet of Rupa Manjari and Lalita.
Nityananda then become Ananga Manjari, and he will lead us.
Is Ananga Manjari playing in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna?
Certainly. So much. So much.
And at the same time in the pastimes of Balaram.
Balaram is doing? In his Balaram state? He will Baldev Yashoda. That is Vatsala Rasa, Sakha Rasa, and Dasa Rasa, there are adjective only. They support Madhur Rasa.
The other Rasas are adjective.
They support. Because without supporting, Madhur Rasa cannot be. Krishna and Srimati Radhika are sitting together, Lalita and all others, no? And doing anything, talking and gambling or anything, very freely. They serve that, at once they serve. Baldev Prabhu is going by the way. And he might have seen us. At once a rush comes, just so that David Radhika Devi is put like this and goes in room and sees what to do. And Krishna also becomes same, sinful. And Lalita also. Then a rush goes to a higher degree. As if Jatila comes and makes higher that love in the same way. If Yashoda calls Srimati Radhika in her home to cook foods for Krishna, she was not ready to come anyhow by the yoga maya and by the help of Lalita Vishakha and Kundalata. She comes. When he comes, are you okay? Sorry, though. When she comes in the house, Yashoda Devi, she puts her head on the Yashoda feet. And she took in embraces Srimati Radhika. Krishna is seeing from hidden from anywhere. Now she orders Srimati Radhika, be ready, everything is ready, you should cook. She put up her so many clothes and takes, wears very lean and thin dresses for useful for cook. Krishna is waiting from garden And she does cook, she's cooking. And she, Krishna is seeing, also Srimati Radhika is seeing, if there was no Yashodama and Nanda Baba, this meeting could not be. So it helps. She is of 90 or 94 years. She has given everything, about 20 bigas of land, everything to our Gurudev. That in the she will live in his her own home, but she will come anytime. Now she is too old. So she is here and waiting for to go there. She has done so lot of seva in her young age. So we are very indebted to her.
What is the relationship of a Nanga Manjari? As a Manjari, she does what all the Manjaris do. She is like the
she other. Is something more than Manjaris. Not Manjari. Name is Anang Manjari. But he is free Naika. Free Naika, you know?
Yeah. Does she directly, sometimes she is directly with Krishna?
Krishna. And sometimes she does like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has so much regard for Anang Manjari. She has some power, certainly.
Lord Balaram, he has his own gopis, but the Nanga Manjari is not one of his.
Nanga Manjari of Krishna.
Ah.
That's
certainly.
You had a question, Gurja.
When I was here with Giri Raj Maharaj, we discussed the connection between the Bhagavad Sampradaya, connection between Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Narottama Das Thakur. But yet we see that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he had a Diksha Guru who was very much attached to, I think, and even was a Manjari, I think. I think in the Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma, I think he mentions that Manjari, who was his Diksha Guru. But yet, his relationship
with Narottam.
With Narottam, I thought. So what is his relationship with his Guru Maharaj, who was also a Manjari?
I have not read that she was Manjari. I will have to see.
Even so, that the primary relationship is with Narottam Das, Vishwanath Chakravarti.
She may have a relation with his kul guru or any guru. Perhaps kul guru.
No, didn't he?
But perhaps I know that kul guru or anyone living in his house, in his home. It may be.
Like
Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Or like Nandanacharya? With Raghunatha?
No, Yadunandan was qualified.
Very qualified.
And he was an association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also of Haridas Thakur, Advaitacharya.
So the
Shiva Suddha Vaishnava.
Diksha Guru of Vishnu Chakravarti was not like
that. He have not researched. He may be, but he has not disclosed anywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam or anywhere. He has, as far as I know, he has always remained Rupa Goswami, Narottam Thakur. In Sar Gosham Mastak, it is of Srinivas Acharya. In Stavkalpadrum, Viswanachar Thakur always writes Narottam Thakur and Rupa Goswami.
And that's on Kalpa Kalpadruma.
Tulasi Manjari, Bilas Manjari, and all of this. We should also can give kire. Other, other means, yeah, other means, we can give
importance.
Eh?
Importance.
I'm not, I know the word, but I.
Preference.
Preference and doing pranam.
Respect.
Respect. Anyone who helps in our bhajan, if a man is kanishta, yet he has helped us, as a vart pradarsak guru, we respect them. So this Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or Raghunath Das Goswami, they have respected their kul guru or anyone. It is not fault. We should respect. So they have respected, but not like a paramarthik guru. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has done pranam in Chaitanya Charitamrita to his Gurudev. But he always remembering Rupa, Raghunath, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and all others.
Now, someone may say, some devotees in ISKCON might say, if they're coming, joining now, after the departure of our Guru Maharaj, they may say that I have got some respect for my Diksha Guru, but my real feeling is for...
No, there it will not be done.
What is the reason? What is the difference?
Because we know that they were Siddha. They were not ordinary Vaishnavas.
Who?
Your Gurudev, my Gurudev.
But they may say that I have, my real faith is on...
any person.
No, say our Guru Maharaj. They may say...
Siddhar Maharaj.
They may say that their real faith is on A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and my Diksha Guru, who is his disciple. I have some...
He said, not say like that. They were Siddha. We are not Siddha.
The disciple was also Siddha.
Disciple were also Siddha and they were also Siddha. And they were... They should have...
Because they may use the example of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that his real feeling was for Narottam Das, not for someone...
No, I have not seen... I told you that I have not seen who was his guru, actually. and he has not told.
So they may say in the same way, we really have our feelings for Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and that's because he is actually perfect.
No, it is not the same. Because everything has been done by his Gurudev. He may feel that he is not Siddhar Siddhar, but he will have to have the idea that he is Bhagavat Swarup. A god brother can say like this, but Shishya should not say.
Is this the Bhagavat Sampradaya? It seems to be almost Raganuga Sampradaya.
Certainly. So Raganuga, and especially of Madhura. Raganuga may be Darsya Sakha Varsalya in Madhur 4. No? 4 may be Raganuga, but not Madhur Ras. Unnat Ujjwal Ras.
So it is actually for very advanced to do this and appreciate someone.
It may be not advanced, but the souls who have seed in her heart, in their hearts, of Madhur Bhav, they will be at, come to here, come this, this place.
I received one letter from one devotee who was in Vrindavan recently, and he is very expert in Sanskrit, and he is going to translate Sandarbhas.
Sandarbhas.
Yeah, and he asked me to ask you one question, that he is working on Tattva Sandarbha, and he wants to know if he should make use of Radha Mohan's Goswami's commentary and of Haridas Shastri's Hindi notes. So he said, would it be possible to ask Narayan Maharaj for his opinion on this? Some scholars make Radha Mohan Goswami out to be Baladev Vidyabhusan's like enemy, but I am not so sure. Even if he was explicitly or directly opposed to Baladev and to his claim of our connection with the Madhva Sampradaya, does that mean I should completely ignore his commentary?
We reject this idea. Or Guru Maharaj was deadly against this principle that Baladev was anyhow impressed by Madhva.
Right.
He was in Madhva at first, but he left that sampradaya and came to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thapa. At first Puri, Radha Damodar, and there he read Satsandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, and all the Sandarbhas. And then at last he left and he came to Vrindavan. And by the association of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he took everything what our Goswami had. He has written Bhashya Pithak, that is Siddhanta Darpanam, Siddhanta Ratna. And after that, he wrote Govinda Bhashya, but all according to Jiva Goswami. He had added something, but for the pusti of
nourishment.
So there is no different thing in Baladevas. So Rasik Mohan also be taken. He has written, I have read his everything, and I think that it is so much helpful.
And how,
there is no difference between Baladev Vidyabhusan idea and Rasik Mohan.
And who?
And Radha Mohan.
Radha Mohan. He was also a learned person.
And Haridas Shastri.
Can he use his notes?
Oh, he has done only on this thing, basis of Radha Mohan. His notes are not so appreciable. He knows something, but he cannot do in a link so beautiful manner. I am not satisfied with Haridas Shastri. But Radha Mohan is a learned person.
Is he still living?
Who?
One else has gone.
Acha, ekto porei. One hour has perhaps been taken.
So long.
45 minutes, I think.
Acha. Is that 50 minutes more? But
we are not well.
So he can do this by Radha Mohan.
Gopi? Gopi Purana Damodas.
I have read Radha Mohan. He has done so good commentaries. Satyananda is one of the learned persons, but he has done Tattva Sandarbha, but we don't appreciate. Our Guru Maharaj was something against, because he has differentiated between Baldev Vidyabhushan, and he has tried to prove that he was of Madhva Sampradaya. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that when he differentiate between Gaudiya Vaishnava and Baldev, he is Kali Chela. Kali Chela, you know?
Now, at the Chaitanya Mat, there's Yashodhya. At Chaitanya Mat of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, there's one Govardhan Hill,
Radhakund,
Shyamkund. So, how do we understand those places?
We see that there is Radhakund there. Govardhan Hill is here in this Kuliagram. Bahulaban is there. Samarband are there. So, and in the other hand, we see that Radhakund, Shyamkund, Govardhan is there. We also see that Rupa and Sanatana has discovered Radhakund, Shyamkund, Giriraj, Govardhan, Tamal Vriksha, Kadamba Vriksha at Ramkeli Gram. How it is possible? Uttam Adhikari can create something for their bhajan nishtha. They are sitting in under Tamal Vriksha and Kadamba Vriksha, and sitting on the bank of Radha and Kund, they are remembering the Ashtakaliya Leela there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has showed that at Swarup Ganja, there is Swananda Sukhad Kunja. Swananda Sukhad Kunja is in the midst of Radha Kunda. No? So he has invented Swananda Sukhad Kunja, and in the Kunj he is serving Radha and Krishna. In our heart, we remember all these pastimes. We'll have to create Radha Kunda there. son also. So, it is for Uttamadhikari, they can create such things for their bhajan. In Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw Chatak Parvat, but he don't saw their Chatak Parvat, he saw Govardhan. And ocean as Radha Kundan, Shyam Kundan Jamuna. That Jagannath Vatika as a Vrindavan. So the person doing bhajan, Braj Bhav, he can see. And we should also follow, try to follow. We may not follow, but we should try. I was also in a mood when I was here and constructing all these things. I had made up in my mind that two sarovars I will build there.
Radha
Kunda and Shyam Kunda. And from Vrindavan, I will bring a kadamba plant and other tamal plant, and I will do it. And there will erect a kunj there. And daily in morning, I will go there and see and pray as if I have come to Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. You have also something. You have also. You are same to me.
Trying to be. This is about the only similarity so far.
How you have got cold?
How did you catch?
You are a young person.
Huh?
Young person.
He can catch cold very easily. At lunch he drank a cold drink. From the standing, I think. Maybe from the family.
No.
So by mind and by tarka, worldly tarka, mundane tarka, we cannot reconcile all these things. But by bhajan nishtha, our Goswamis has reconciled all these facts. It is helpful for aradhana of Radhayana. We can do anywhere. If we see cuckoo or peacock, only a feather of peacock, that Murari Gupta fell down from there, as if he has come in Vrindavan and seeing all these things.
Now, the highest ecstasy of Radharani in separation was experienced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So, in Swaita Dweep, in Aprakat Lila, is there any comparison of Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation in Neelachal there?
In Swaita Dweep, all these leelas are there. Neelachal Dham also may be there. But we know that all Goswamis have told. that Nilachal is as Jagannath, Dwarkapuri. So, as a Dwarkapuri, it may be, or in Satip, it be as Nilachal. It may be. We have no real experience. When I will go there, I will have experience and explain. It may be there. We should do bhajan, and by the mercy of bhajan, we'll know by and by. Yes. We'll meet again.
So 9th, 10th, and 11th, you have to take rest.
And today is 9th.
Yeah, today is 1 day. Okay.
What is your program?
Our program is to leave for Calcutta on the 12th afternoon. Late afternoon.
What you are going? I was also made up in my mind that up till 10th I will be here. After that I will go to Calcutta and arrange my going to Mathura.
So you are leaving tomorrow?
Now cold has caught. I will have to wait until this goes away.
So you may also leave on 12th?
No.
Nothing fixed?
Nothing fixed. It depends on my health. And your program?
I'm also leaving late 12th.
Any other program is there? Are you? All programs have been finished, only for my these things. And you?
Same. So you will not leave tomorrow?
Huh?
You will not go to Calcutta tomorrow?
No, no, not tomorrow. I'm waiting.
Yes, to rest for 3 days.
And if you see that I'm right, then I will fix it. At first I had decided that I will go Mathura, I will start on 30. But now I see that will not be.
So, when should we come again? What is your...
If you want to come, 1 day for full rest, tomorrow.
Day after.
Day after tomorrow you can come and see me in what condition am I.
What time should we come?
When you want to come.
As you
after three.
Is morning better or afternoon? What is better for you?
Evening 4 to 5. 1 hour.
Like today?
Yes.
4:30.
No, you can come no,
four.
We came today around four. Between 4 and 4:30. Like that.
Huh.
feeling better today? Then, no.
Doctor has given me medicine, but that medicine is so
strong.
Strong. That.
I think this weather is very difficult.
Yes.
So in our mud, so many people have got
in
cold.
In our mud also.
So many people.
Yeah,
come.
So many people, because nighttime is cold.
Yes.
And daytime is somewhat warm, but not really warm. Change of season. In the West, you don't find like this. India, the change of season.
In the West, there is not so many seasons. In India, it's 6 seasons.
Yeah, that's true. And also, in India, there is no protection from the weather. It means whether you are inside or outside, it is all the same. But in the West, you can completely control inside the room, the climate. So it's the same all year. Tapa Bhumi. So we will let you take rest.
Our program is held to go everywhere.
Yes. What to do? Next year?
Next year. And if you can wait, but you cannot wait. So many problems for you.
Yeah, maybe.
You should go. And also, I don't want to wait more here.
You also should not wait more.
I'm not going to wait.
We are all eager to, not eager, but we must go to our duties.
You can wait till 12?
12.
If I'm better tomorrow?
Then?
Then. Day after tomorrow.
We can go somewhere?
You can come here.
No, we will come.
Then for one day we can go anywhere.
And 12?
After that. 12 or 11?
11 or 12.
Today is 9th?
Today is 9th.
9th, 10th.
10th, 11th week. Means that we would go on the 12th.
You want to start from?
But we can still go.
No, we can go with you on 12th.
12th morning we could go, if you are feeling so calm.
Then.
But one thing I feel, honestly speaking, that if Maharaj goes with us, that will be a little exhausting. And then he has to make a trip to Calcutta, and then he has to make a trip to Missouri.
One thing can be done. If I go, I will show you only the places. And another time, being in here or Vrindavan or anywhere,
anywhere,
we can describe all these things. And if you have seen all these places, then anywhere we can discuss all these things.
Well, we had another idea though.
What?
Just to go to one place and just sit and go deep and deep and deep and deep in one place.
This is better.
This is
better. This is better.
Just like even tomorrow, of course we have gone everywhere here, but that is a better idea. If there is some special place.
All are special places. When we go to Madhadeep and
Godroom.
Narsingapalli, we return from Narsingapalli, we come across Madhadeep. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells that it is dawn. Krishna has played on flute. All cows has been gathered. And he is now going, prepared to go to his ghost that is Nanda Bhavan. Sun is going down. Everything has taken bath, every prakriti in samsara is like gulal, you know?
Gulal.
Gulal. Red color.
For holy.
For holy. Every prakriti has taken bath in sun rays, in rays.